And I've worked as a community health worker for several years in the African and African American communities in Oregon and in Kenya and East Africa.
Hi everyone, my name is Teresa Rios Campos and I am a community health worker for more than 25 years and I'm happy to be here.
So today's presentation is the importance of an organized community health worker voice and community health worker policy making, an Oregon case study. We have nothing to disclose. And the objectives for today are that you all will understand that community health workers are building individual and organizational capacity through the development, or how they build organizational capacity through the development of the Oregon Community Health Worker Association, which we call ORCHWA, that you'll be able to identify how ORCHWA has supported the creation of opportunities and structures for community health workers to inform community health worker policy in Oregon across sectors, states, coordinated care organizations, which are sort of Oregon's versions of ACOs, Medicare reimbursement, et cetera. That you'll be able to identify ways in which ORCHWA has utilized principles of community organizing, leadership development, and policy analysis to build a strong, self-determining organization, and to identify the strengths and challenges of the strategies and models used by ORCHWA to advocate for the community health worker profession. And so now I'm going to turn it over to Tere, who's going to lead us in the brainstorm.
Well, how we say yesterday, the Brazilian who developed the popular education say that one of the principles is that we know a lot already. And we wanted to start with what you already know. Or what do you imagine? What is important to have an organizing community health worker voice to inform community health worker policy? And we would like to ask you to just find someone to talk about this question. Find someone close to you or near to you. Okay, we're going to call back to attention. We would like to hear some of the comments that you were sharing, some of the ideas. Who would like to share? What is important to have an organizing community health worker voice to inform community health worker policy? Yes. Right. Thank you. Anybody else? We hear that you were saying a lot of good things. Come on, share with us. Who would like to share? Over here.
I spend most of my time in the disability section, and in the disability community, the saying is nothing about us without us. I think it applies here.
Anybody else? We had another, Erica.
For me, I think it's the understanding of the role of health workers and having them have been strong together and have an identity as health workers will help them to be connected to the community and focusing on really eliminating health disparities and not being really, really engaged in the system, which is not working right now. So it's, I think, you know, if they get sucked by the healthcare system who's not really connected with our communities, it's going to lose its essence and its power.
Okay, thank you. Any last comment? Come on, from that side, we didn't hear nothing, but we hear you, that you were talking great ideas. Come on. Who likes to share? Okay, yes, we have one.
To offer validation and also professionalism because of the recognition that you are going to be a part of the healthcare team, that's important in their world, so it is important.
Yes, for all those reasons, we feel in Oregon that we need to be involved before other people decide what we need to do. We need to be involved in the, especially in the policy piece. And now we're going to present or introduce a sociodrama. Could we change? Okay. And we're going to ask you to use your imagination because we're going to present maybe in 5 minutes what usually happens maybe in 2 or 3 years or maybe more than that. And we had the actors there, and could we ask our actresses, actores, to come up? Could you introduce briefly?
Developed allies, and most important, capital, that into legislation, and why is important for their participation in their own professional standards.
That was my first time ever lobbying, and I guess it caught the policy bug, because now I am Orchard's policy chair, and our policy committee is so fired up. We have been meeting with the governor's staff about the training budget. We've been educating ourselves about healthcare transformation and who all the big players are. And we are working with the state to determine a process for Orchard's endorsed candidates for the Traditional Health Worker Commission. We have also been working on the issue of background checks, which is really important. I invited Royal Harris to this meeting because, as a policy committee member, he is representing us on a background check work group out of state.
Hi everyone, this is Royal. Layla invited me to come to your meeting today. I just graduated from the We Are Health Movement CHW training done by the Community Capacitation Center and the Urban League of Portland. I have many colleagues that are incredible CHW, partly because of their life experience they've had. And I'm afraid that they will not pass the state's background check. It seems like there's no getting out of it. But I wanted your thoughts about how we can make this process easier.
What if the policy committee went to meet with the background check unit and managed to talk about them, our concern, and educate them about our unique needs for our workforce?
That's a great idea.
Great, I'll call and set something up. Watch your email for potential dates.
That's excellent. But I also think Orchard could think about how we can support our members to better understand and prepare for the background check process. Many people are really intimidated.
We can use the opportunity of our upcoming conference in November. Having a workshop on the background check process could help people understand the importance of preparing your file and letters of recommendation.
That's such a good idea, Mohammed. Maria, our education and training chair, who's coordinating the conference, couldn't be here today. You know, she's in charge of the state's Bi-National Health Week. That's happening soon, and she's a little overwhelmed, so she's not here today. So I'll make sure to get her the notes, because that's a great idea for the conference session.
Lindsay, next on the agenda is for you to give us an update about the status of some of Orchard's other projects.
Thanks, Pepper, always keeping us on task. We're filming this week in Hood River for our new Community Health Worker video. We are going to interview supervisors and leaders about the value Community Health Workers bring to their organization. I'm really excited to have an Orchard YouTube channel.
Ooh, that's excellent. I cannot wait to see that. Tell us about the Kaiser project, please.
Well, the steering committee just finalized the training schedule for the new community health workers that are going to participate in the pilot. It's really difficult trying to figure out how we're going to share data with the CCO because they don't even know what technology they're going to be using it. But we're moving ahead little by little.
Wow, it's incredible to hear about the work we're all doing. Good thing we are hiring another staff person shortly. Also, I want to let you know that my friend is going to volunteer at the conference to give massages. With all this work at CHWs, and on top of that building an organization, we need to make time for self-care and to celebrate. It's incredible.
We know this work is hard and heavily at times. It's great for us Orchard members that we are taking care of ourselves and helping others. Community health workers learn skills to take care of themselves and take care of their own communities, too.
Thank you to all of our guest actors.
Yes. Okay. We would like to ask, what got your attention on the sociodrama? What got your attention? Yes? Everybody was in power. Yes. Anybody else? Yes. Right. Yes. There was another hand up there. Yes. Anybody else? Yes.
One thing I noticed that I liked to see was having the health worker involved from the beginning made a jump to be more comfortable and being in a more leadership role, and then inviting people in so they're more engaged when they are ready and from the beginning.
Yes. Yes. Anybody else? Yes.
I like the fact that you all spoke to them a lot of things.
Thank you so much. Let's just, we're going to summarize. We have just 5 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you. Teresa is an amazing mentor for writing sociodramas, so she knows how to pack it in. So basically, we just have here kind of visually what we did in the sociodrama, some of the ways in which Orchua has supported community health workers to inform community health worker policy in Oregon. So the bill that we passed, the commission, our policy committee, and then educating for our members and activating them to participate at the policy process, but also for healthcare and social system stakeholders by presenting at conferences. We have a little bit of time, and I just want a show of hands. Who has already seen our amazing 3-minute video that we presented earlier this morning? Most of you? Okay. So I'm not going to show it because we only have a few minutes. I want to make sure that there's time for question and answer for all the different groups that presented. But we will have it up on YouTube, and you should see it because it's great. And I'm also not going to go through the mission statement piece because you can look that up on our website. And our history. We do a lot of what other associations do, and in fact, we've built on the work of the associations that have come before us and the incredible organizing that happened before it was a formal association. So Tere and Noel and many others really set the groundwork for Orchua as it is today, and we've learned a lot from Machua and the Community Health Worker Network of New York, so many of you, so thank you. So again, do a lot of what you all do. And this is our structure. So we really were challenged as a statewide network to both represent different community health worker groups geographically, as well as having different voices on the committee. So we made some adjustments to our structure, and I think we're almost there. So these are our regions. This is kind of what I want to spend a little bit of time on, is the lessons learned. It's been a busy, fast couple of years, and we need to take time to reflect about what we've learned. And having some really incredible popular educators amongst our midst, many of them my co-facilitators, they have really emphasized the point of evaluation. So this is an important slide, even though there's a lot of text. So basically, I already, talked about the kind of organizing that happens. But for other states that are thinking about forming some sort of association, it's really important to build off of the existing efforts on the ground. One of the things that we've been struggling with is that growing an organization, the internal infrastructure, takes a lot of energy and time. And trying to balance the internal work, also with community health workers doing their paid work, you guys are nodding, I know you, and making sure that we're continuing to engage our members, it's an art and a science, and that is a struggle. Leveraging allies and your champions, super important. The consistent and perpetual leadership development. Community health workers have come into our organization. Some of them have been there from the very beginning. Some of them have come in and played a role and then had to leave because their organization lost funding, or they had another child, or, life things happen, and it's really important that we have a strong base to grow from. And part of that is making sure that there's different levels of leadership opportunities within the organization. So not just at the board, but, different ways, like Royal in our sociodrama is representing us at a policy group. He's not on our board, but he is taking leadership. So that's a really important piece. Reflecting on positionality, I think as advocates, I'm going to speak for myself right now, to the community health worker movement. So I'm not a community health worker. It is just really important to reflect on the position as an ally and as an advocate to this work. And I think if we're not careful, the same kinds of patterns of power and privilege that play themselves out in the community health worker profession and in our lives can be replayed within the organizations that we're building. So that's really on us as advocates, and particularly white allies, to take on. That have some teachers here that help keep me accountable, so I appreciate them. And on that line, like walking the talk, living your values, so we are a community health worker-led organization, and we have a board, and that board makes the decisions. So myself as a coordinator, I can't make decisions as quickly as some people will want me to make those decisions. And it's complicated to have to explain that to them, especially because I'm not a community health worker. But that's really important because we're a young organization and those values need to be strong. Evaluation, celebration, self-care, all important. We are so out of time. But this is part of our beautiful membership, and I am just, again, so honored and privileged to work with them. Thanks.